Your life is more flexible and efficient than ever, and your energy is too. See how Union Power Cooperative is building a brighter future for the rural communities we serve at union-power.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And I've got some quick things I wanted to hit on, Joan. Let me just get you this article. Go ahead.
You asked me to comment on about the biolabs.
Yes, do it.
And I've been sitting here waiting. All right, about the biolabs. Here's some tip-offs. What is the American military doing in biolabs in Ukraine and other countries? Apparently, they're in other countries.
25 countries. 25 countries.
Yeah. Right. There's like 300 labs.
They even have one, believe this or not, they even have one in Russia.
Well, they have them in China, too. I don't know about the military, but the military does not... isn't the military's job to, kill and destroy? I mean, ultimately, isn't that the way of protecting the nation, to kill and destroy? So is a bioweapons in Ukraine for anything other? Is the military involved for anything other than bioweapons?
Well, remember what we talked about last night. We talked about the experimentation it was doing on Ukrainian soldiers. And they were experimenting, okay, with the permission of the Ukrainian government. And remember what we talked about. See, we're not by any means pro-Putin and pro-Russia, but actually, and you got to tell the truth. And in this case, Putin's actually got the higher ground, all right, because Ukraine is a nation that was just totally corrupted. I mean, it was a place to hide dirty money, to launder money, every kind of crook. Well, like the Biden crime family, the Clinton crime family, all of these are hardcore criminal elements, were doing their business through Ukraine.
Right. So the tip-off is the American military. Now, why did the military go to Ukraine to do it? Why didn't they do it here in the United States, Pastor Ernie? Well, in my way of thinking, they were trying to hide something because we have laws against bioweapons, and there are treaties that we've made. There's a treaty we made in 1972 with the Russians and others that you produce bioweapons. So immediately, if the American military goes out of the United States, they're trying to hide something. That's exactly what I think. Then they have them almost like 10 miles from the border, from the Russian border. And so the Russians are going to capture it. And if you listen carefully, she called them biolabs. She didn't say bioweapons. She said biolabs. And then the tip-off is, well, the Russians are going to get it, and then they're going to use it and then blame it on us. You see, well, if there's nothing there that's dangerous, what could happen? So there was dangerous pathogens there. They were making bioweapons, and they were blaming if it gets out or it's being used. It wasn't, we didn't do it. See, those Russians did it. They captured it, and then they released it. And I don't like the Russians. I don't like, not the Russians, but Putin. You know, the guy's a murderer. If you're a political opponent of his, you don't live long. I call it Putin side instead of Arkansas side. If you're a reporter and write about him, you don't live long. And then, of course, he's backing Iran and Syria and all that. So he's a bad guy. I don't support him, but Pastor Ernie, we need a scorecard to tell who's the good guy and who's the bad guy.
Right now, as far as the, Putin would be the lesser of two evils, okay? And here, you know, for example, the Russian, you know, recognizes the breakaway republics of the Ukraine. And here, again, there are two of those, you know, it's being widely reported across the media. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed on to Russia's recognition of the individual states of two breakaway regions wishing to leave the Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk. You see, why would they want to go back to Russia? Well, They would want to go back to Russia when the Ukraine has become so corrupt, and when the dark hats, when the deep state is involved, and if you're in there and you're not getting your share, if you're being cut off, it's just like, you know, it's just like here in America, you got the blue states, the corrupt cities, with the Biden crime cartel in that end. Those real corrupt, deathocratic-run cities are going to get the majority of taxpayers' monies that are stolen from the taxpayer. You know, the corruption is complete. I mean, there's nothing at all about the Deathocratic Communist Party that is not corrupt in here. So these, you know, the two states, if you will, Donetsk and Luhansk, they want to break away. Now these regions will. With literally centuries of history existing as part of Russia, have signed a mutual defense treaty with Russia and are asking Russia for assistance in defending themselves against the Ukraine, which doesn't want the regions to separate from the Ukraine. And so, but you're not going to hear that on PMSNBC, ABC, CBS, any of the what they call mainstream Deathocratic Communist Party propaganda machine. That's all it is. The whole left wing is nothing but what they call mainstream, a propaganda machine for the Democratic Party. And so, there you go.
I agree with you 100%. But so what we did, it's obvious. It was criminal. What we did with these labs, dangerous pathogens were being used as to develop as bioweapons, which are against, they did that, they did it there, so it wouldn't be, they didn't have to show it here. They probably couldn't use it here because of the law. And I think it's impossible what I'm saying, but they should be held criminally from Obama. Obama should be, and everybody else involved, should be held criminally for what they've done with these bioweapons.
Okay, remember how Bill O'Reilly and these people were saying, Obama is not up to the job. Obama is totally incompetent. And we kept telling you don't get it at all. O'Reilly, you're clueless. O'Reilly, you are. I mean, I'll never forget when O'Reilly said that he believes that Obama is a Christian because Obama said he was a Christian. And I could not believe O'Reilly said that. I mean, it just that was it. I'm not going to listen to him anymore. Can't do it anymore. Now, here, we were telling you this guy is the best president the Communist Party in America ever had. Look what he's doing every day. And we reported on it. Every time he would purge another high-ranking officer and replace him with a bootlicker, when you know, every corrupt thing he was doing, we were telling people. But they had Obama owned, you know, the Deathocrats owned the left-wing Communist Party media, what they call mainstream media, okay? And so, you know, every time we would expose a story, we would be accused of being racist. And the vast majority of people out there are la-la landers. They're walking around clueless. They don't have a clue. They turn on channels 3, 5, NBC, ABC, or CBS, and they believe what they're hearing. They're clueless. Okay, so I don't even believe the weather reports they gave me because I know just how totally corrupt they have become. But anyhow, I'm going to shoot over here. And well, you know what? Speaking of that, let me just read this. This is an article from the Alternative News Analysis and Commentary, a newspaper. And I just want to read you a little bit what it says about Obama. There are obviously many significant reasons why the old and senile, demented and drug-addicted, our drug-addled Biden was specifically elected on Election Day 2020. He wasn't elected. They stole the election. All of them hinge on his life career marked by naked corruption and criminality, bracing malfeasance and misconduct as well as a sheer depravity of immorality. All of these blackmailable qualities made Biden a perfect pawn of the warmongering banksters and the idea puppet for the New World Order globalist masters. So did his proven career, long crime career-long crime spree of pedophilia in public places as well as at home. You know, how many times did we see Biden sneaking up on little children trying to smell their hair and who knows what else and putting his hands on them? In point of fact, Biden was quite evidently chosen years ago for a particular task above all others. And his extremely fraught relationship with Ukraine indicates the nature of the highest priority mission. And then it has a little note, see, Biden commits high crimes via $1 billion bribery coercion scheme against Ukrainian government. Okay. Once Biden's handlers conned him into publicly admitting those high crimes of governmental bribery coercion during prime time, the Zionist warmongers knew that they had him exactly where they wanted him, between a rock and a hard place, with only one way out: war. A retrospective analysis of the major wars that took place during the 20th century points directly to the following irrefutable historical facts. Democratic presidents were deliberately selected by the New World Order cabal to start and declare American involvement and aggressively prosecute world wars and major regional wars that have occurred since World War I. Well, all of that is absolutely right on the money. So, what do you think about all that?
Well, I don't know what to think, Pastor Ernie. It's it is what it is. I mean, they're all you know, I guess the Biden, I had no idea how big the Biden crime family was till this all kind of broke recently.
And I did.
China.
I did.
I knew, but not to the extent, Pastor, and me. Not to once. I didn't know it was as big. I knew it was corrupt, but not at the magnitude where they get like $1.8 billion from China. You know, his son. I mean, I didn't know it was that big. But yeah, he's right up there. He's right up there in corruption. He's on the top of the food chain as being corrupt.
All right, I'm going to shift gears here for a little bit. And the deep state is planning to cut off health coverage for people with wrong beliefs. This is what the Biden crime cartel is up to now, with the Democratic Communist Party there in D.C. A group called Citizens Council for Health Freedom is calling on Congress to scrap a bill or a plan that would limit health care access only to people who believe and share government-approved information. Does that sound like it's coming out of China?
No, it sounds... it started in China, but they have the same mentality as the communist Chinese.
That's so right, and...
Slowly being brought online here, and we better have our eyes open, Pastor Ernie, or we're gonna whatever is going on in communist China, suppressing the people, it's gonna be exactly the same.
In a letter addressed to deep state swamp creature Senator Chucky Schumer and Representative Nancy Pelosi, the CCHF. Excuse me, is petitioning for a ban on the scheme, which has actually been in motion for many decades, now under the name of Unique Patient Identifier. That's the Unique Patient Identifier. This is what they're calling the scheme. The letter explains that the use of these identifying numbers will undermine the doctor-patient relationship and bring about a womb-to-tomb monitoring plan. The scheme also aims to centralize patient data into a national medical record system. The letter goes on to say, for one, the government would have a newfound ability to track care and potentially, excuse me, even deny treatment to individuals who lack the card. Now, the government strategy with the program is also to conduct research using patient data without consent of the patient, and become the only way to access medical care in America today. You know, John, the medical establishment has taken a real major hit in credibility. I mean, they have really taken a hit, and they've gone down the road where they're going down there with the fake news media now in Congress, where people just don't have any trust in them anymore. And this is why you've got these frontline doctors, these real doctors, that are trying to break away and establish their own medical association away from the AMA, and again, to bring back one that's got some credibility and integrity. Amazing.
Yeah, Ernie, we need the same with hospitals. We need hospitals that are real hospitals and not killing machines to make all sorts of money from killing people that they claim have COVID. And then all the protocols are in there for the make about $100,000 per death, COVID death, Kester.
Yeah, I know. And again, it's becoming, the more they do it, the easier it is for them to condone it and to start condoning it and justifying what they're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. With the Nazis did not really ever force one doctor or nurse to commit those atrocities. They did it on their own. They were so conditioned to death after World War One that the Nazis just harnessed it. So they weren't forced. None of them were, a gun was put to them and said, okay, do this atrocity and do that and kill. No. They willfully did. In fact, even after Germany surrendered, those doctors and nurses were still killing people in like the mentally retarded and defective and in the concentration camps and all until they were finally all closed down.
Well, I played a clip from Klaus Schwab and his people at a meeting that they had at the world, what do you call it, in Davos. And that's exactly what they...
The World Economic Forum.
Yeah,
and it's called Davos because that's where they meet. They meet, but it's the World Economic Forum.
And they were talking about doing exactly that. You know, the fact that they were saying there is no God that lives above the clouds, that now we have replaced. And they came right out now. They said this, that what the Nazis failed to do, what the Russians failed to do, we now have the technology to do it. We can start depopulating the planet, and we can control who lives, who dies, and completely control. We will become gods for the population.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, what you're talking about, that's a video that I posted on my blog actually several times. And I, at the beginning of it, the guy accurately laid out what the Nazis did. And I said, oh, he's going to condemn it. And then he actually said that they weren't like, they didn't have the technology and the skills to do what we can do now. And he was using what the Nazis did to build on it. And this is a speech there that from the WEF, World Economic Forum, with Klaus Schwab. Davos is what it, it's kind of what it's called now. But this guy was actually kind of like applauding what the Nazis did, all these atrocities, the Nazi doctors and everything they did. And he said, now we can do that, what they couldn't finish. So they know what they're doing. They know that they're following in the footsteps of the Nazis. And this is Klaus Schwab and the cabal around him.
Well, it's because they're saying, look, We have, there is no force now here on earth. There's no military. There's no good country. There is no good country left. There will be no war tribunals because there's none that can enforce it. There's not enough good in men. There's not enough honor left and integrity and decency in any of the countries to bring us to trial. And so we can openly do it because we have the power. The power now belongs to those that are completely corrupt. And when you look over here, look at our military. We don't have a Department of Justice. Merrick Garland is as corrupt. He's a corrupt cop, a dirty cop as you can get. You've got Chris Wray. Look at our Pentagon. You got Ashton and Milley up there. You know, they, as far as, they, this is all, they, these are all treasonous people. You've got Fauci. He's a mass murderer. And everybody keeps saying now, Where is Fauci? Where is Fauci? Where is Fauci? Now, I haven't been able to run this down yet, but the chatter out there is that Fauci's been put in a witness protection program.
By whom, Pastor Ernie?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Right. That's the whole thing in this. When the whole system is corrupt, then evil can flourish like you just described. But, yeah, Pastor Ernie, I want to emphasize once more what you said, and I backed it up, that speaker at the World Economic Forum laid out what the Nazis did and that they're going to go beyond what the Nazis did and finish it off. That is amazing. And get away with it. It's done public, not hidden to, 10, 20 people, and the video was leaked out. This was done in a big open forum there in Davos that time. You can get it online if you know what you're looking for. And we're going to finish off with the Nazis. What the Nazis couldn't do, we're going to finish.
All right. After arming the Taliban terrorist with $80 billion in U.S. arms, the Joe Obama regime lifts the bans on 112 top officials from the Iranian terrorist regime. So Joey's cutting a deal. He's letting all the terrorists out. Come on out. Come back to America. Do some more killing if you want. It's always, Joe Biden is known for never making a right decision yet. Okay? And so at some point you have to start asking, are they this evil and radical, or are they purposely trying to destroy America and the West? Well, I know what they're trying to do. In September, the Biden regime abandoned Afghanistan and surrendered $80 billion in U.S. arms to the Taliban terrorists. Now, let me ask you a question. See, everybody says Biden's incompetent, Biden's incompetent, Biden's incompetent. I would bet, I have no doubts in my mind that Biden, that he found a way of having money being smuggled back to the Biden crime cartel through giving that $80 billion, okay? Either put in some bank offshore or someplace. They have to. The entire Biden crime cartel is completely corrupted. It's completely, everything they do has to do with corruption. Everything, okay? And here, so too bad for Ukraine. Joe Biden left $84 billion in U.S. arms to Taliban terrorists in Afghanistan during surrender. Only a few million for Zelensky. And so what do you think? Do you think that if the Russians are over there and that they're going to do a good job to destroy a bunch of the evidence that could brought the Biden crime cartel and others down, all of the money handling, the money laundering, and all of that corruption? What do you think, John?
I'm sure that the Russians have enough info to really sink Biden. I'm sure.
Okay, now you know about these. Okay. You know about Biden, this because... Go ahead.
No, Biden... He made a speech before the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the new part of the New World Order, and he bragged about it. It's online; you can see it. Well, he bragged about telling the Russian, the Ukrainian prosecutors, if they don't stop the prosecution, really indirectly of his son, that the United States is going to hold back $1 billion. From Ukraine, and then he says, well, what do you know? An hour later, I got the call, and the case was dropped. He's public. He publicly said that, and nothing was done. So if he publicly says it, the Russians know everything, Pastor Ernie. They know it.
See, he was playing. Yeah, he was playing to his party. He was playing to his party because they're totally corrupt. To them, that kind of corruption is acceptable and even desirable, okay? The Democratic Communist Party is going, again, like we want to just keep saying this, totally is completely corrupted. Now, let me ask you a question. because you know about these things because you worked there as a special U.S. Treasury agent. If they put you in a witness protection program and you're in there and Congress wants to call you to testify because you're going to be charged with genocide because it's all the evidence is there that you knew what you were doing and all of the stuff that has come out which you were involved with, okay? And now Congress, the congressman from Kentucky, you know what I'm trying to think of?
Congressman from Kentucky?
Not congressman, senator. Senator.
McConnell. McConnell.
No, the good one.
Rand Paul,
yeah. So Rand Paul wants to call you before the Senate or Congress in Fearing because they know he's got the goods. He knows you have committed high treason against America. But if you're in a witness protection program and given a different name in that, if you have a very corrupted, totally corrupted Justice Department, can they keep Fauci from going and testifying against himself and others?
Pastor Ernie, that's way over my head. I don't know, but it's complicated. You know, to put him in the witness protection program, that's early. Well, I mean, he might have to. I can't tell you. It's so complicated, Pastor Ernie. I couldn't give you I can only guess. I can only guess.
All righty, very good. Well, let's.
I would say if he testified, though, it would be behind closed doors, and his name, now legally what's supposed to happen, it's behind closed doors, not open to the public, and that he would, his name would be censored from it. They wouldn't censor it, but that I could tell you, but the rest I don't know.
So the corruption is so wide and deep. That how could the so-called Justice Department, even if they really decided to actually do what they were supposed to do, how could they do it without having it come back on them and being also...
Right, exactly. Exactly, Pastor Ernie. They're all implicated on it. And I think that they do that on purpose so... If anyone rats them out, if you rat, you can't because you're implicated in it with these heinous crimes.
All righty, let's go with, they're going to do something. I don't know what, but they know they cannot have midterms. They got to find a way to stop it. They know that there's no way in the world they'll ever win a fair and honest election. They've got to stop it. If they know what happens, if they lose Congress and they lose the Senate, and there's going to be hearings, there's going to be investigations, and they cannot afford those hearings and those investigations, okay? And so do you think, now let me ask you, because I don't know if you don't know, but do you think these 31 Democratic or Democratic Congress people are announcing that they're not running, and do you think a deal's been made between them and others saying, look, if I don't run against... Again, I won't, I want protection. I'm not going to be called in to testify for this thing or that thing. Do you think that that's happening maybe?
Well, I don't, Pastor Ernie, the only way, I've really thought about this. The only way I could see justice in America right now is by the states. The federal government is completely shot, completely. But if, like, the state of Texas... was going to prosecute, we'll say, Fauci for crimes against the people in Texas, things could happen. I don't know, the federal government would try and come in and maybe stop it somehow. But right now, the only way, and not every state, you couldn't do it in California or New York. There were just certain states, probably Texas and Florida, for example. But that's the only way we would be able to get at these criminals, even congressmen and senators. The only way, I notice now, the only way that a Democrat will be prosecuted is if one, their bribes and extortions was so outrageous that they had to, or they're not following the party line. They did something, Pastor. They did not follow the party line, so then the U.S. attorney will agree to prosecute Congressman so-and-so because they were outside what the party wanted.
All righty. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this with more.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart. Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time.
Till the end of time.
Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
All righty, we're back. Boy, that guy can sing. That guy could really sing. And I think that's one of McDernan's favorite songs. But anyhow,
the words are wonderful, Pastor Ernie. I love the words.
Welcome to God's world. All right, there you go. Anyhow, yeah, I wrote that song, you know.
Oh,
I wrote about 40 songs already.
Did you?
Yeah. You've never sang any of them, have you?
No, I make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Okay, well, let's go to Cliff and see what he's going to say. Hey, Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? it's interesting. I was revisiting this book on audible.com, Dutch Street's Intercessory Prayer. And the last chapter is about the watchman on the wall. But what's uncanny, this book was written in 1996. And he's talking about how, for example, the sins of a nation, like, for example, abortion, could mess up individuals that aren't guilty of this, you know. It's just, and he mentioned like gas prices going up and food prices going up, and then he says, well, the Lord could increase your wealth to match that, but you're still getting bitten by the vengeance of the Lord. But I want to ask you about two scriptures he pointed out that are relatively obscure. You know, from my previous studies, it's Ecclesiastes 9:15, and matching that with Proverbs 21:22.
So, all right, let's go to, you say Ecclesiastes 9:15.
Right. It's so, set up with Proverbs 21:22.
Okay. Now there was found in a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city, yet no man remembered the same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength, and nevertheless the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Okay, now Proverbs, you said 22?
Chapter 21, verse 22.
Okay, Proverbs 21, verse 22. Okay. Let me see. Okay, let me see. I think
a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof.
Okay. Let me read that again. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Well, yeah, they're saying the same thing.
Right, right. So what would be the application, to these times? Would you see anything there?
Well, yeah. Here again, we do have wise men out there. We have people that are coming. There's few. There's men in the pulpits. There are people out there that are bringing you the Word of God, like this radio program, for example. You heard some from Alex Jones. Now, here's the problem. Just imagine that you could get people, go out randomly and pull people in off the street, set them in a chair in front of you, and ask them, do you understand that the sins of this nation, that abortion, killing babies, that this nation has become a very vile and corrupt nation, and that the killing and the shedding of innocent blood, God's word, the Bible says, will bring judgment and God's wrath against America. Do you understand that? That you being here, that when God's wrath will come against this country, you're going to feel it. Now if you sit people in a chair and had look in the eye, I think you'd get a lot of very confused looks, because the vast majority of people out there are clueless. The vast majority of people don't go to churches. They go to entertainment centers, these mega institutions where they're preaching prosperity, what God wants to do for you. You know, all of this here, just all of the things that God wants to do. It's all about you. Remember what Joel Osteen's wife said? She said right out, she came out and said it. She said, it's not about God, it's about us. Well, that's not what God says, right? And so, but people don't understand. God is a holy God. God is a just God. And that's the whole purpose of the Watchman on the Wall, is to try to explain to people, which we've been doing here for 50 years, that there's consequences to sin. There's consequences, okay? And this is what 2 Chronicles 7:14. What does that mean, 2 Chronicles 7:14?
I'll get it for you, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I know. That's what I expected.
It's about a nation in repentance from judgment.
Okay.
Well, actually, you should read 13 first.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence upon my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land.
Now let me ask you a question, and this is actually a serious question, because we're at a point in this country today where you've got these snowflakes, you've got these woke people, they're kind of mindless, and if you were to take especially a lot of these young college kids and read that passage to them, and then ask them this: do you think the courts will overrule God? Do you think the Supreme Court will overrule God? I would be willing to bet that half of them would say, well, maybe. they're that clueless. What do you think, John?
Mr. Ernie, yes, they are absolute. Their minds, they cannot think at all now. They cannot. It's very dangerous to see so many people, and young in particular, that are unable to just see things right in front of their eyes and not be able to see what they're seeing.
All right, very good.
Well, I think they glorify the Supreme Court. You know, like, they put these people on a pedestal that shouldn't be done. You know, you don't make people your idols either.
You know? Well, do you remember the days when people would be judged on their qualifications? In other words, they would be nominated for that position on their qualifications, not on the color of their skin. Do you remember that, the way it used to be?
Well, those are days yonder, right? I mean, it's the woke movement, basically.
Okay. So here's a guy with Joe Obama Biden referring to everybody as being racist, and then he says he'll only appoint a black woman. Is that racist or is that not racist?
Well, that's eliminating everybody who's not a woman and not considered a black, basically.
So now, if you're expressing that kind of hypocrisy openly, embracing that kind of hypocrisy, what does it say about the mindset of the Democratic Party?
They don't have any. Pastor Ernie, it's a free-for-all. You know, just backing up on what you said. Well, how do Spanish people feel? Well, we're going to appoint a black woman. All right, but what's wrong with a highly, tremendous, qualified Spanish woman? Or Chinese, Oriental? I mean, this is outrageous, saying stuff like that. It's really... They're like brutes in their minds now. They can't think best, Ernie. It's brute force. They're really going by brute force. That's really it.
Yeah, that's what. Okay. Well, thanks, Cliff. All right. Who do we have next? Hey, Linda, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie.
Hi.
I'm glad to hear you're feeling better.
Thank you.
The other thing with the churches is that pastors. The churches aren't teaching repentance for their sins. They can just say a simple little prayer and say, I believe in God, and that's it, and I'm a Christian, and off they go. They don't teach at all repentance at all. And also the pastors aren't teaching their congregations the true Greek definition of the word hope that's used throughout the New Testament. So everybody thinks that the word hope, well, our definition is a definite maybe, the possibility of something happening. But the New Testament Greek definition is the expectation of a known coming fact, excuse me, because Jesus gave us promises. And if people don't know in the congregations don't know the true definition, which is the Greek definition of the Bible, and the pastors don't teach people, I have a phone ministry, and I all ask everybody if they're a Christian and they go to church, has your pastor taught you the Greek definition of the word hope in the New Testament? And they go, what? And then when I tell them...
It means confidence. Hope, confidence. That word is the same word used for the word confidence.
It's the expectation of a known coming fact. That's the Greek definition. And so when I tell them that, because I give them the explanation of the comparison, what happens with... If we think, okay, Jesus gave us promises, but in our mind we have the possibility of something happening, and I explain it as that in our subconscious creates doubt, and that opens up a window to Satan to start giving us problems and believing what Jesus said in his promises. And so when I tell them the true definition, they go, oh, that changes everything. And I've had multiple people tell me that when I give them the real but pastors aren't teaching their membership that definition.
I hear you. I got to move on. Thanks, Linda. Who do we have next? Timothy, you're in there. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen and lady.
I just wanted to say that Ezekiel 25:17 is the one I was reading today, and it's pretty strong and pretty straight to the point that the sovereignty and the providence of our Lord God is going to, and the Holy Trinity is going to prevail. We know that's how this all ends, and so the rest of this stuff is a fool's errand of the Democrats and any of the retrobate.
So here, do you think that both in heaven and hell, everybody's a believer? There's no unbelievers in heaven and hell right now, both?
There will never be a time where there's going to be... There's unbelief now on the earth that we know, and we see it all around us. But every tongue will confess and every knee will bow, and that day is coming.
So when I tell people, when people tell me, well, you know, Pastor... I'm sorry, but I don't believe what you believe. And I said, that's okay, you will. There's no chance at all, not any chance at all that you won't. God has said this. You will believe every word that proceeded forth, because in heaven and hell, all are believers, some in glory and some in torment. And so am I right when I say that?
Absolutely.
There you go.
We have his word is the... Is the most perfect book ever created.
Okay, so then, right, you're talking about, is there any other source of information that ever existed that, first of all, is actually a living, breathing document? Because you hear these people referring to the Constitution as living, breathing. It's not. The Bible is. And it is in this sense that there are things in Scripture that are time-sensitive. Things that nobody could understand until that prophecy was fulfilled. And then they looked and they said, oh, we see now, we understand what that was. And it's opening up as we go. Now, and also one of the things about the Bible, it says that heaven and earth have passed, but it'll stand. In other words, even the entire wicked, wicked world, even the Democrats will not be able to destroy the Bible, that it will stand. Okay, and it has done that for all of these years and centuries. They've tried to destroy the Word of God. Is there any source of information that speaks with absolute, complete, positive authority, starting with Genesis, telling us who made us, how creation came into being, who brought it into being, where it's at right now today, and an extremely accurate record of what the future holds? Is there any other source of information that can tell you that with absolute positive and speak with nothing but pure authority?
There never was, there never is presently, and there never will be in the future. And when you said about the living word, every time I look into the pages of my Black King James Bible, it is the Lord speaking to me in the... We're talking live, and I tell people this is live, this is a living word. He said, I am the word, the truth, and the life. And I take those words very seriously, that when I'm reading that word, it's not just pages with the words on them. It's the Lord himself in that book speaking to me directly.
Okay, you're absolutely right, Timothy.
As if he was sitting next to me, which he is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omnipowerful. So it's he is with me, and so I'm trying to explain that to others that can't comprehend that. I just tell them that out of all you do in your life, the most important thing is to walk circumspectively, pack heavily, and carry your King James Bible.
Well, did you know that the Bible speaks expressly to the reason they can't understand what you're saying? Here, let me read it to you. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. There you go. That's the answer, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what I wanted to do today is I tried to call in the last few days, but there's a lot of other people calling in. So I don't want to I know that you and your co-host or Cliff gets in there a lot, and a lot of other people call. And
I'll tell you what, Timmy, I know you haven't been able to get in, so I gotta tell you what we're going to do. You got 3 minutes.
I want to let other people get in.
Don't have time. We have no time. We have 3 minutes for you, and you can give an invitation.
To all those that are listening out there, I just want you to realize first and foremost, what a blessed opportunity it is to have a radio show such as this beyond the air as long as it has, and may Godspeed allow it to continue on for as many years as he would have Pastor Joe and the Johns and everyone else involved be around for this. That being said, the whole purpose of this show is to bring listeners to the knowledge of truth and to salvation. And every person that's ever been born in this life was born into sin. And when we leave this life, we can't take our sin with us. Because if we endeavor to be in heaven and you have a choice between heaven or hell, there's only two places you can go. And I tell everyone that according to what I read, you want to choose heaven. The only way you're going to get there is your sin can't come with you. Like Pastor Hal says. And you must accept the Lord's sacrifice on Calvary, on the cross, for the propitiation of our sin. He took the place of our sin, paid a debt he didn't know for a debt we couldn't pay. And if you go to the Bible and read in the first three chapters of John and in Romans 8, 9, 10, specifically Romans 10, and you read those over and over, and do as it says, and acknowledge your sin, ask for forgiveness of your sin, pray to the Father through the Son, and repent, which means to turn about, and leave that sinful nature, endeavor to not continue in that way, and start the process of sanctification in Jesus' name. And tell others what you know and what he did for you.
All right, that's called the Great Commission. And thank you, Tim. Yep. Well, God bless and thank you, John. Thank you. I think we did a good program tonight. You done good, my friend.
Thank you, Pastor Ernie.
And so
you have better now.
Yeah, I'm on the mend. You have yourself a good day, all you folks out there. It's that time when we say good night. God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.